This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. Albuquerque Public Schools plans to open a new program next month for students who don't speak English and have little prior schooling. But some say that program is set up for failure. As Public Health New Mexico's Hannah Colton reports, dozens of advocates and students gathered Monday evening in Albuquerque's South Valley to call for more transparency and accountability in the way APS designs educational services for immigrant and refugee children.
Many of Albuquerque's newcomer students will end up in classrooms this year without teachers who can effectively communicate with them. That's distressing to advocates like Peace Izabayo, a former refugee originally from Rwanda who now works as a case manager with Catholic Charities.
Somebody said that it takes so many years to learn English. It doesn't. It takes support to learn English.
At the press conference Monday, organizers listed many concerns about the program APS is rolling out, including the fact that it won't serve older students who often have the hardest time learning English, and that there's no transportation provided to the single site at La Mesa Elementary. Izabayo says what they really want is for APS to work with them.
It took so many people in my life to make me this person. So APS needs all these people to help these children become people they want to become.
Another advocate, citing years of indifference from the district, is planning a hunger strike outside APS on Tuesday. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
Support for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the McCune Charitable Foundation, the Con Alma Health Foundation, and from KUNM listeners like you.